فطمسنا أعينهم عذابي ونذر ولقد صبحهم بكرة عذاب مستقر فذوقوا عذابي ونذر ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر ولقد جاء آل فرعون النذر كذبوا بآياتنا كلها فأخذناهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر أكفاركم خير من أولئكم أم لكم براءة في الزبر أم يقولون نحن جميع منتصر سيهزم الجمع ويولون الدبر بل الساعة موعدهم والساعة أدهى وأمر إن المجرمين في ضلال وسعر يوم يسحبون في النار على وجوههم ذوقوا مس سقر إنا كل شيء خلقناه بقدر وما أمرنا إلا واحدة كلمح بالبصر ولقد أهلكنا أشياعكم فهل من مدكر وكل شيء فعلوه في وكل صغير وكبير مستقر إن المتقين في جنات ونهر في مقعد صدق عند مليك مقتدر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان الشمس والقمر والشجر يسجدان والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان والأرض وضعها للأنام فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام والحب ذو العصف والريحان فبأي آلاء خلق الإنسان من صلصال كالفخار وخلق الجان من مارج من نار فبأي آلاء رب المشرقين ورب المغربين فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان مرج البحرين يلتقيان بينهما برزخ لا آلاء ربكما تكذبان يخرج منهما اللؤلؤ والمرجان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان وله الجوار بحر كالأعلام فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him and we repent to Him and we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, you will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace, your blessing be upon your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and messenger and all his family and his companion. In continuation of the series of the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his ethics, today we're going to address the beginning of the migration of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Mecca to Medina. After the second village of Aqaba, most of the Muslims migrated after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave them the permission from Mecca to Medina. And Quraysh leaders, the disbelievers, realized the danger that awaited them from the Muslims together in Yathrib, Medina, in Medina is in the way in their trade from Mecca to Sham. And they thought about a way to put a stop, an end for this catastrophe that's going to happen to them. So the leaders of Mecca, the Quraysh, the disbelievers, they announced about a very important meeting in Dar al-Nadwa, which is the parliament of Quraysh, with the leadership of Abu Jahl and others like Jubair ibn Mut'an, Shayba, Utbah, Nadr ibn al-Harith, Bukhtari ibn Hisham, Umayyah ibn Khalaf. They decided about the time to meet, and they all was there for the meetings. And in front of the door, they found an old man that was not known to them. They asked him, who is the man? He said that, I am man from Najd and heard about your important meeting. I said to come and give you advice. And that person was the shaitan, the Iblis himself. They started the meetings in Dar al-Nadwa, and everyone gave their opinion about how to stop this message from spreading, the message of Islam. So Abu al-Aswad decided that he said that we should kick Muhammad out and let him go away from Quraysh, from Mecca. But the shaitan told him, that's not an opinion. He is going to gather the Muslims around and will come and fight you back. And then the Abu al-Bukhtari said that we should imprison Muhammad in a cage of iron that will not let him go until he died. And the shaitan told him, that's not an opinion, because his followers are going to come and free him. And then Abu Jahl came with a very devious opinion, and that was to kill Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam by gathering young men from each tribe from Mecca and give each of them a sword that you will kill Muhammad once, and the blood of Muhammad will spread among all the tribes, and the tribe of Muhammad will not fight all the tribes back, and they will accept money for his blood. And the shaitan agreed and said, this is the best opinion to go. The meeting was finished for that plan to be acted at that night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salam for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with all what happened in Dar al-Nadwa, and give him the permission to migrate from Mecca to Medina that night. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam planned, and he went straight to Abu Bakr in a time that was he didn't used to go there at that time. And when Abu Bakr saw Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that must be a matter. And he, when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked permission to get in, he was given the permission. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Abu Bakr to ask everybody to go out from the house. So Abu Bakr Siddiq told him, they are all just your family. Aisha was engaged to the Prophet at the time. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Bakr that I was given the permission to migrate to Yathrib. Abu Bakr Siddiq told Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your companionship, O Prophet of Allah. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, yes. And Aisha said that she never seen Abu Bakr crying out of happiness as he was at that time, that he was going to join Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in migration from Mecca to Medina. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after planned the way with Abu Bakr, he went back home and stayed for the night to leave from his house and to migrate to Yathrib from that time. So he waited to the midnight, and the plan of the Quraysh had all these leaders or the young men from Mecca to was standing on the door of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to kill him as he get out. So from these people that he was waiting in the door was Abu Jahl himself, and Al-Hakam ibn al-As, and Nadr ibn Harith, Umayyah ibn Khalaf, and others. And even Abu Lahab himself was there. And Abu Jahl was standing around in front of the house, the door of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was telling everybody that here is Muhammad claim that you're going to follow him, he's going to be the leader of the Arab and non-Arabs, and after you die, you're going to resurrect it, and you're going to have the paradise as the paradise of the Jordan, and if you don't follow him, he's going to kill you. So, and even he said that the hellfire was waiting for everybody who's not following. So he was being sarcastic about what the Prophet Muhammad said. So in Quran al-Kareem, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ يمكر بك الذين كفروا ليثبتوك أو يقتلوك أو يخرجوك ويمكرون ويمكر الله والله خير الماكرين. And remember when the disbelievers plotted against you, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, to imprison you or to kill you or to get you out from your home Mecca, they were plotting, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala too was blotting, and Allah is the best of those who blot. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asked Ali ibn Abi Talib to sleep in his bed, and he assured him that no harm to happen to him. And he left. He opened the door. He found all these people standing, and he took dust, and he recited from Surah Yasin, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وجعلنا من بين أيديهم سدا ومن خلفهم سدا فأغشيناهم فهم لا يبصرون. And we have put a barrier before them and a barrier behind them, and we have covered them up so they cannot see. And he put dust in the top of the head of every one of them. They didn't see them as he's moving. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Abu Bakr Siddiq's house. So someone was passing by and he told him, what are you doing here for the people? He said, we're waiting for Muhammad to kill him. He said, Muhammad left among you and he put dust on your head. And they looked, they found Ali ibn Abi Talib, or they found someone sleeping in his in Muhammad's place. And he said, no, he's still there. We're going to wait for him. So, and they waited until the sunrise. And when Ali ibn Abi Talib waked up, they got the problem started to start from there. But let's go back to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he took Abu Bakr and he went from the back door and straight to instead of going north to Medina, he went south, the opposite direction. And he, Abu Bakr had planned the way, and he had his son, Abdullah ibn Abu Bakr, to follow them. And also, one of his servants to go behind him with his sheep to make sure that nobody will know where they're going. And they went to the Ghar Thawr, and even it was difficult to go up in the mountain to the extent that Abu Bakr had to carry Prophet Muhammad sallam until they reached that Ghar. And that Ghar was very, at the beginning, Abu Bakr had to get in by himself. He told Prophet Muhammad sallam to wait until he find out that the cave is secure and safe, nothing, no insect in it. And even he started to put his clothes inside any hole to make sure that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is safe. And they went inside. So let's go back to Quraysh. When the Quraysh leader discovered that Muhammad escaped, they got crazy. And they put all the entrances of Mecca under control, that nobody can get in, nobody get out. And they offered 100 camels for whoever get Muhammad or Abu Bakr back, life or dead. When they found Ali, they took him, Abu Jahl took him to the Kaaba and hit him, and he asked him, where is Muhammad? He said, Abu Ali ibn Abi Talib said, he didn't know. And then Abu Jahl went to the house of Abu Bakr, and he pushed the door and even asked Asma, where is your father? He didn't say no, he hit her very hard that even the earrings from herself went out. So they got crazy and asked, they announced that 100 camels for whoever will bring Muhammad or Abu Bakr back, dead or alive. We'll continue, inshallah, next time about what happened next. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Thank you.